The Purple Project Podcast continues. Eddie Greer here for another edition of the PPPD edition here. Coming to you on this Thursday, December 30th, 2021. Man, K-State Nation, 2 days left until we see the calendar year change once again. Man, on a crazy week already with podcast already. You have not been a subscriber. If you're not a subscriber, if you're a K-State fan, you're not a subscriber to the podcast, then I'll suggest to get up to that right now. Catch up on the list on what's been going on. Obviously, posted another weekly earlier this week about the bowl games, about the rest of the Big 12 bowl games. That's up there. Episode 77 from last week's up as well. And 79 of the podcast also up there too. Just taking more overall look, more in-depth look at the K-State women's roster, the 10-2 Cats heading into their first Big 12 opening game this weekend. So a lot going on, and a lot going on in the first couple of days of the year. Also with the basketball teams taking on opening their conference play schedules for on both sides. Oklahoma for the men on the road on Saturday night. And then, of course, you follow that up actually before that with the women in Bramlage welcoming ninth-ranked Baylor to the Little Apple. Can't not wait for that. But for right now, before I get too much sidetracked here, I'm going to throw a curveball in this. And baseball is around the corner here. Sooner than you think, at least here in K-State, Kent Country. And more on Dylan Phillips. Yeah, the K-State junior outfielder Dylan Phillips was named 2022 Collegiate Baseball Preseason All-America third team. This happened. This got lost in the shuffle here. Obviously, we've been focusing on the bowl, obviously, as we should. And basketball's been going on. There's been a little bit of track here, a little bit of golf here. But baseball, getting some little publicity here. This was last week. Somewhere down here. Yeah, last week, Dylan Phillips obviously had a big year last year. He was on the second team, 2021 All Big 12 second team selection. He put together a .333 batting average, .422 slugging percentage, and I can't remember, I should know this, but I don't. .643, I think it's on base percentage is what it is. Pretty sure that's what that is. While leading at K-State last season, 16 home runs, 58 runs batted in. I did something on Dylan Phillips early on the Pro Project podcast. His home run total, though, his 16 home runs tie single season program mark set back in 1977. Oh my goodness, not 1977, 1999. Scott Papard, Heath Sesser also hit 16 homers in 1999. That ranked second in the Big 12 a year ago. Dylan Phillips from Omaha, Nebraska, ranked fourth. Well, he ranks fourth still, as he's obviously he's a junior. he ranks fourth right now in K-State history with for his 31 career home runs. Wow. Seven away from breaking the all-time mark. Which is also set by the same person who hit the same 16 home runs. Scott Popard did it. Through his career, 1994, 97 was his senior year. So, God, that's within striking distance for him. Phillips right now is the Big 12 active leader in career home runs. So, K-State bringing somebody back, which is going to be huge for them as they continue to grow here. Build that baseball program back to what it is. Phillips started all 57 games a year ago in the outfield, first base, and DH. For those of you who don't know, DH is that designated hitter. For those of you who don't understand baseball terms, he recorded a team best 15 games with a multiple RBI pair of 31 multi-hit games. Phillips began this season, last season anyways, 21 a year, by reaching base safely in 21 straight games, and he put that together. That actually strung together his best 10-game hitting streak at the same time as well in the month of March. He did that March 7th through the 21st. as well. And also, you could probably call this guy All-American, because all-around person, because he also did this on the mound as well. Dylan Phillips also made 8 mound appearances as well as pitcher, including 3 starts in that, earning his first career victory against Mizzou back on April 27th against the Tigers. He logged 2 scoreless innings while striking out 2 and only allowing 1 hit in his 2 innings of work. He finished the year with 11 strikeouts over 7 innings of work while just putting 5 on base right there. The award marks the first preseason All-American honor for Phillips in his K-State career, and he becomes the 5th K-State's 5th preseason All-American selection from collegiate baseball. This is the 2nd straight year in which a Wildcat was honored by the publication. As you remember, draftee, first rounder for the Chicago Cubs, Jordan Wicks, was on that earlier this year as a 3rd team honoree as well. Phillips is among 12 letter winners returning from last season's team that went 34-23 and reached the semifinal round in the 2021 Big 12 Baseball Championship Tournament. Also returning it with Dylan Phillips, Nick Goodwin, Connor McCullough, and Terrence Berlin. And K-State will officially begin its 2022 season at the State Farm Collegiate Baseball Showdown at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas, home of the Texas Rangers. You know, and speaking of Texas Rangers, they are loaded up already, especially in the middle of the field. They signed 2 big contracts. One of them, oh my goodness, one of them from the Dodgers, who used to play for the Dodgers. I can't remember his name now. Who gave the Braves a pain, and he was a pain in the butt. Oh, goodness. Corey Seager. Yeah, there we go. Corey Seager, now on the Texas Rangers, got a huge-ass contract for them as well. And they also signed another infielder who played for the Blue Jays, I think, if I'm not mistaken there. So they're building something over there. They got that money over there. But K-State's going to be playing on that field at the beginning of the 2022 season. The Cats will be taking on Arizona. A lot more in the future episodes of the weekly edition of the podcast. Arizona, Auburn, Michigan. And this will be in February 18th to the 20th of the new year. The Wildcats will open at home against Nebraska. Officially, March 8th against their upstate rivals, Nebraska. So that's a little bit of heads up right there as well. So Dylan Phillips, congratulations to him on being honored once again by the collegiate, by the collegiate baseball, and being on that 3rd team All-American. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. We are on Apple, Spotify, Audioboom, Amazon, and more. The Pearl Project Podcast. We are closing in on the new year again. They'll put an end on this discussion for right now. Thank you guys for listening to another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, daily edition, the PPPD edition. Eddie Greer, appreciate you guys. Not a subscriber, please spread the word, subscribe, download the Pearl Project Podcast as we close it out, as we close out 2021. And again, me and Alex recorded last night you could say episode 79 was the last episode of the year where I talk about K-State was basketball roster, but it'll probably open up the new year with episode 80, because I'm looking at the post that on Saturday night possibility. I kind of want that posted closer to the bowl game. So we'll see about that. But anyways, you're not a subscriber, please subscribe to the Pearl Project Podcast. We will talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.